Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And here on our show today, I'll be bringing in two great guests from the Hudson Valley community to interview, starting out with the president of Nacarato Insurance, John Nacarato, along with the executive director of CP Unlimited Hudson Valley, Penny Lynn Pagliaro. But before that, there's so much happening at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. So many events happening in and around the Hudson Valley, and you can find them all online at our website. It's at dcrcoc.org. It's the best way that you can find our local events. It's also the best way you can think local first by supporting businesses right here in the Hudson Valley community through our business directory, dcrcoc.org. We're going to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we'll be joined by John Nacarato. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, as promised, from Nacarato Insurance, John Nacarato, president. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank, thank you so much. Glad to be here.
John, tell us about Nacarato Insurance.
Okay, so how we started, my father was a life agent for John Hancock for many years. We lived on Market Street right in the Village of Saugerties, and our family room was down in the basement with a pool table and a desk where he started Nacarato Insurance. And as a young kid, I'd be down there sitting on the couch watching TV, and these customers would come in, and my father had me come over and meet the people. So that's how I got to, I was a little bit shy, but that's how I opened up to get to converse with complete strangers, and ended up going to Marist. And after Marist, or during Marist, I was started working with my father, and we bought a building a couple blocks away, and the business took off. But it was basically seeing my father and all the young guys that were older than me that played basketball. My father was a big basketball guy, and they all looked up to him, and that just triggered me to want to be in that business, being around people. We offer your personal, business, health, life insurance. So when it comes to personal insurance, we're offering auto, home, your recreational type policies where you have a boat, motorcycle, antique, classic, hot rod type car. Business insurance, you're talking small business to mid-size to large business. So we write your contractors, your restaurants, manufacturing, wholesale. We write bus companies, golf courses. You know, I could go on and on, but it's basically your business owner policy, your general liability, commercial umbrella. And then you have your life insurance, group life, personal life, and then the health insurance. You have your individual. We do the Medicare, and we do group life, group health. But pretty much we can write anything, for, whether it's small up to large size business.
Your industry has changed so greatly over the years, John, that take healthcare, for example, of how drastically that's changed, the way the reimbursements have changed to your industry, to brokers and so forth, and the services that you're able to provide. Take a moment and just talk about the trends in the industry right now, what you're seeing in the insurance industry, and maybe some tips for some folks.
First of all, what you're seeing is you're seeing a dramatic increase in rates. You know, you mentioned the word tips, so a couple things that can help. First of all, distracted driving is a huge problem. It's looking at your phone, you know, the texting. It's also, you know, every vehicle has that big screen right in the middle console there. People are taking their eyes off the road. So there's more accidents than ever, not just the young drivers, even the middle-aged older drivers. But there's ways to keep the insurance down. One tip is do not let your insurance cancel. If you have a lapse and you go to another company and they pick up that you had a lapse, that is going to be a problem. You won't be able to get into certain carriers with that lapse shown. you'll end up paying a lot more money through the other carriers that actually will take you. So if anything, get onto like electronic, automatic, reoccurring type payments, whether it's credit card, your checking account, because you do not want your insurance to cancel. Access tickets always play a factor. Also, Frank, is the credit. They don't run like a credit score, but it's an insurance score that does see what your credit is. Some places don't even mention that, but they are. It can save you money. So at times, it's not fair. Other states have fought it and got away with it. It still goes on in New York. You know, you go through a divorce, your credit may drop down. It could affect your insurance if you go shopping. You know, for young people or anybody, you want to make sure that you have a pretty decent credit score because it does make a difference with the pricing.
We live in such a litigious society here, John, that I feel like to live without insurance, it's a necessity today. You have to have it. I want you to take a moment and talk about an umbrella policy for people. I think it's something that's often overlooked by individuals and what that umbrella policy can cover in addition to and above and beyond what a normal policy does.
I always said that the personal umbrella policy for what you're going to get if there is some type of catastrophic loss, the pricing is minimal compared to what they could actually pay out. So people always, there was this mystique about umbrella. It's like, oh, I want it all in one umbrella. That's not what the umbrella term means. So we're talking personal lines here first, because then you could also talk commercial lines. So with a personal umbrella policy, that would be liability over and above your homeowners, your auto, and other personal policies that you have. Could be a four family or less rental property. So, for example, if you have $300,000, because there has to be an underlying limit you need to carry. Most companies, it could be $300,000, it could be $500,000, or it could be the split limit of $250,000, $500,000. And I don't want to get into details there. I just want to get right to the point. But with the umbrella policy, if you had a $1 million umbrella, that would go over and above your homeowners and auto liability. So if you're found negligent in a auto accident or something happened on your property or personally, that umbrella will pick up after you exhaust your limits on your homeowners or auto policy. So if you have $500,000 on your auto, with that umbrella, you'll have $1.5 million. In today's lawsuits, those limits and what they're suing for, those limits may not be enough. So for a $1 million umbrella, just give you a rough estimate for a home, two cars, say two drivers, say 2 50-year-olds, the kids are out of the house, you're probably looking at, for $1 million, maybe $180. Mm-hmm. But you can go to $2 million, up to $5 million. You can even go up to $10 million. And it's basically protecting your assets. So it's important.
And today, you know, a damage on some assets. Let's suppose that you ran into a Central Hudson energy plant, you know, or something.
Well,
you know, I'm making it up.
Yeah,
obviously.
So no, Frank, this is what I do. I give the example. You're driving on a throughway.
Yeah.
And you hit another car. It hits a tractor trailer that's carrying some kind of oil, and spills over. Other people are hurt in the accident. You know, you could be getting sued for $10 million.
Right.
Now that doesn't happen that often, but you know, if you don't have those limits, and I don't want to scare people that you have to carry $10 million, but the higher you have, the better. But the thing is, if they exhaust your limits of your liability and your umbrella, that's right, they're coming for your home. They'll subpoena your records you have in your financials. They can garnish your wages. I always said, you know, higher the deductible, keep the small claims so they can't cancel for a bunch of small claims. It keeps your premium down, but it's more catastrophic you want to protect yourself for. So the higher liability, the better.
So with all these different lines of insurance, I imagine you have some specialty individuals within your organization that you can speak to, sit down with, and review policies. And I'm certain that that is something that you really push for individuals to do on an annual basis, more so in the commercial world. But how about individuals? Let's talk about reviewing a policy. How often do you think people should sit down and do that?
I don't think in personal lines it should be every year. I would say maybe 4 to 5 years. I'll just point something out real quick that myself personally, I've been with the same carrier since I was 16 years old on my parents' policy. When I turned 21, 22, I went on my own, same company. Yes, I could shop it every year, but I kind of stay loyal. the company I'm with, I know them well. They're consistent with the rates. It goes up, it goes down, but not anything drastically. Like some carriers can go way up. So you make it the switch, you save $500, and then who knows, a couple of years they could be $2,000 higher. But basically, I would say that, you know, when you do review, it's not just going to like get some pointers about, hey, raise your coverage, but a lot of times this is where we get our chance to educate somebody face-to-face or if it's over the phone. I always prefer that because that's when you can really understand things better. There's always the ad slicks and emails and newsletters and that, but we prefer the old school face-to-face or if you can do it over the phone.
Just want to talk about cyber policies for a moment. I know it's something that you offer, but this is something that is becoming more and more commonplace if you're in business. And I know that not every listener here on iHeartRadio may be in business, but the importance of a cyber policy for the folks that are, why don't you just take a moment and talk about that?
Yeah, so with cyber, I mean, there's so many scams going on. There's the phishing, and now with the AI, it can get much more severe and way you can be damaged, you know, from the cyber. And basically the cost to get things repaired and get things back to normal and straighten out your financials that you may have lost money, that's where you really need to have some kind of cyber, especially with business. It's so important. At Nakarada, we carry cyber insurance, but we're looking to even do an upgrade there because of with the AI coming, because it's just amazing the technology that the scammers have out there, but it's going to be more of a common thing. So it's something really to take serious. It's like a household coverage now.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. In the studio with me is John Nakarado, president of Nakarado Insurance. We're talking about all the different types of coverage, some tips and tricks, along with maybe some discounts. How can folks get some discounts on their auto insurance? That's always something that comes up. And I always tell my wife, make sure you take your driver's education program at least mandated every 3 years, I think.
Yeah, you're right. It is every 3 years. The olden days, you have to go to the classroom, but now you can do it online. I think you have 30 days to complete it. That's 10% off your collision liability. Personal injury protection, that's a great discount right there. And it seems like most of the new cars have your passive alarm, anti-lock brakes, the dual airbags. There are some other discounts that you can get on auto. Some have offer like a AAA discount. You know, with students, if they're away at school without a car over 100 miles, that's another discount that people may not realize you can get. And, you know, there's going to be more discounts coming out with the technology that these cars have. I always thought, you know, I think they're actually starting to have it with tractor trailers. But if you have that dash cam right on your dashboard in your car, I think we're going to see that eventually be some kind of discount if you're recording as you're driving.
It makes total sense, especially if it's recording how fast you're going, oncoming traffic. It can easily hold up in court where somebody makes the wrong move.
Those 50-50s, it can change the story there. Cause,
that's
you know,
exactly right.
Absolutely. So I that's something I'm actually been saying I'm going to put in my car. I haven't done it yet, but maybe after today
One in his vehicle for years.
Really?
Yes, and he loves it. Yeah, both my mother and father now have one.
Good for him. Yeah. I've had customers, they show and then there's no argument, you know, who's at fault in the accident, so...
Well, it's usually him, but that's off the record. Don't tell him. John, I want to thank you for taking the time and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. The clock has taken us, but appreciate you not only being a part of our Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, but want to emphasize how important it is for people to think local first, especially when it comes to buying your insurance. If you've ever had to have a claim, you know how difficult these big conglomerate insurance companies can be. Having an agent on your side, an independent agent like Nakarado Insurance, is absolutely paramount and important. John, thank you so much once again.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
And to our listeners, we have to take a quick break. But before that, I want to tell you how to get in touch with Nakarado Insurance. It's NACCARATO Insurance.com, or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. We are going to take that quick break right now, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by Penny Lynn Pagliaro, Executive Director for CP Unlimited Hudson Valley. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from CP Unlimited Hudson Valley, Penny Lynn Pagliaro, Executive Director. Penny Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, what is CP Unlimited?
Well, I think the Unlimited is very true of us. We provide services for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, as well as other people. So in the Hudson Valley, we have 11 homes that we provide, and we also have a rehabilitation center in Fishkill. And we just got a new program that we're very excited about through a grant through the Office of Mental Health, where we'll be supporting individuals who are duly diagnosed with both mental health and developmental disabilities, where it's a program called CTI, which is called Critical Time Intervention, where we can work with people for 9 months. I don't know if many people are aware, a lot of times people go into the hospitals who are having a behavioral health issue and they end up being stuck there sometimes for up to a year because they have no, they don't have any place to go or any resources. So we'll also be developing a home where people will be able to stay with us for up to 6 months as well.
So CP Unlimited is a not-for-profit organization here in our community providing services to individuals with disabilities. And I want you to talk about some of the empowerments of the individuals that might come at your doorstep and that you might be able to serve.
Sure. So our day program works with individuals. So we have individuals who both live with us and who live in the community that come in. It's a site-based program where they work on skills, where they get to go out and be part of their community. They can work. Everybody has individualized goals, and they can work towards what those goals are. Then we also have a service called community rehabilitation, where it's a more of a one-on-one service where people work on everything from travel training to money management to getting ready for job skills. And in December, we're going to be holding an open house on December 13th because we're going to start to have children's respite at our Dayhab Center on Saturdays. So we're having an open house to see what the need is. So one of the other programs that we have is something called the Social Care Network, where it helps people address the social determinants of health. So the whole mission of CP Unlimited is to help people live fulfilling lives, and however we can do that, whether it's through vocational services, community services, residential, the respite program, what that will do is for children who live at home, it allows their caregiver to have some time where they can go and take care of the things that they need to do or the other members of their family.
So how does someone know if they're eligible for the support of your organization and the services that you provide?
So we are governed by OPWDD, which stands for the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities. And there's a process. It's called the front door. So if somebody has a developmental disability or intellectual disability, they go to OPWDD, and also there's care coordination agencies where they'll help you get the eligibility. And once you have eligibility, then based on the person's needs, they can access the services through our agency and other agencies like ours that'll support. And it's a spectrum of services depending on what a person's needs are.
Now, Unlimited being in the name, you really do have a tremendous amount of services that you provide. And I would encourage folks to go online and seek your website because there's a myriad of services listed there. It's cpunlimited.org. It's cpunlimited.org. Or, of course, you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce at dcrcoc.org. org, and go right to our business directory, and you can find them right there. Now, in the programs, just pulling up your website, there's a whole host of them, and I know we just don't have enough time to get to them all, but one that really stood out to me is the wheelchair repair and cleaning service, something unique. I have not seen that provided before with another organization in our community. Take a moment and talk about that.
Yeah, that's very exciting. We actually just had one this past weekend. So this is funded through a grant that we got through Mother Cabrini, where people, anybody from the community, can come, and we have our people from our Article 16 clinic. So we have our PTs and OTs where they clean, sterilize the wheelchair, and do minor repairs. This past Saturday, we had someone who came in who'd gotten, he doesn't receive services from us, and he was able to get his wheelchair repaired, and the family was so grateful because this is at no charge. We did one in the summer, we did one in July, and we just did one in November, and we hope to continue to do this. They do them all over the state. They've done them in Rockland County, the city. They've even gone up as far as Albany and Saratoga, and it's such a much needed service. Most people don't know that when you get a wheelchair, all of the people that we support are get their funding through Medicaid, and you can only get a new wheelchair every 5 years. And when somebody uses a wheelchair for mobility and you're in it
365 days a year.
Yeah. There's so many repairs that go into keeping the wheelchair up and usable. This weekend they repaired over 20 wheelchairs. And this is somebody's, this is their legs. This is how they get around. And even just the sterilization, because when you're in a wheelchair so many hours a day and they're eating and all the different things.
And I'd imagine the complexity of the wheelchairs, the sophistication of them, has just increased so exponentially with the technology that's integrated into many of them. So I have to think that even falls into play here. The serviceability of them must be a challenge to find individuals that are technically savvy and know these wheelchairs well enough to be able to repair them. So I'd imagine just that in itself has to be an expense on the organization.
It is. It's a skill set. There's so many people who, even though they may be a PT or an OT, they don't know how to repair a wheelchair. And people are fitted into their wheelchairs. And, you know, they have headrests and different things so that they're comfortable. And many of them, you can also reposition somebody in there. And what they are able to do, I would love for people, you know, we could send that to you so that when we have our next one, people can come. And they take pieces off of other wheelchairs to do repairs. And it's really, it's really fascinating what they can do, and it makes a world of difference, because if somebody, you know, this person from the community that's not connected to an agency, if you can't get around in your wheelchair, that means that person can't access anything.
Well, speaking of events and ways for the community to get involved, what are some of the ways that individuals can get involved in CP Unlimited to help support your organization?
There's many ways. One of the things, you know, of course, we are a nonprofit, so there's lots of ways if you check out our website that you can support us there. But we're also always looking for volunteers, people who have skills. We'd love people to come for our day hab that are artists or musicians. We're always looking for we have people who are looking for jobs and they would love to come and volunteer or work. So there's so many different ways. The people we support want to be part of their community, and we want to be good neighbors. And
I'm sure you have fundraisers throughout the year as well.
We do. We just actually had one on November 1st. We did a formal at Mill Creek Caterers, where all of the people we support come in and they're dressed in gowns and suits, and we had sponsors from the community, a silent auction and raffles, and it's their favorite event and mine as well, because we have a photographer, photo booth, a DJ, a nice dinner, and Mill Creek Caterers is always very gracious to us that they let us use the bridal suite so that we can have a Hoya lift and a changing table so people who use wheelchairs are able to be changed if they have to during the event. So that's a great way. There's also on our website where you can sponsor $1 a day to help support the agency.
And I'm sure just general funds are obviously in demand, but there's other ways that people can support by volunteering, right?
Absolutely. There's people who have so many skill sets that we have a reading group. If somebody wanted to come and do that, like I said, we always love when people, we have a lot of people who like to do art. So people who could come in and do a painting or some kind of class, or even if you don't have a skill like that, just coming in and helping out and you know, being with us is really something that everybody looks forward to.
On your website, it says that you have 65 open positions right now with CPM Limited. So I'd imagine you're always hiring. What are some of the positions that you might be in need of right now?
We are, yes, and actually this Saturday we're hosting a job fair at our day hab in Fishkill. We have nursing positions open, direct care. We have a director of residential that's open. It's a position called a QIDP, which stands for Qualified Intellectual Disability Professional, and they're the ones that really they come up with the plans for the people who live with us at our homes, and also serve as the manager. So we have those positions. One of the hardest positions to fill, not just for us but everyone in this field, is the direct care, because they really are the backbone of our of what we do. They're the ones that are working with the individuals every day and providing that support.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, you're listening to Penny Lynn Pagliaro. She's the executive director of CP Unlimited Hudson Valley, talking about the different services this great not-for-profit provides here throughout the Hudson Valley region. You want to check them out online for the full listing. It's cpunlimited.org, cpunlimited.org. And Penny, I just wanted to ask you about the Social Care Network. That caught my eye on your website. And I want you to describe that to our listeners.
So the Social Care Network was developed to help the social determinants of health. Sometimes people just need a little bit of extra help, like somebody might need help with food or rental assistance, or somebody, you know, may have, like over the summer, if someone had asthma, they may need help with getting an air conditioner so that they could do there. Sometimes they need transportation to appointments. So we get referrals, and we actually do the intake and the navigation, where we connect people to other nonprofits in the community to help them with whatever the issue is that they're having now. A lot of times, like I said, people just need that little bit of help so that they can stay in their home, or that they can provide for their family or their children. And that's what the Social Care Network does. And that has, we do that in the Hudson Valley. It's done all over the state, but it's really a great thing, because sometimes, like I said, people just need that little bit of help so that they are able to remain in their home and
independent.
Yeah. Yes. And it's not like a long-term thing, and it also connects them to other resources. You know, it's really a great program.
You must have come across so many incredible stories of individuals that you have assisted and helped over the years. Without using names, of course, can you give a scenario of someone that you've really helped and transformed their way of life through your agency, made their life better? I'm sure it's all of them, but yeah, there's got to be somebody that stands out in particular that really has touched you over the years.
I would say one of the ones that comes to mind is, we actually had, he's been with us for a couple of years. We got the referral and he was homeless. He was 19 years old. He had diabetes, and he was living on the streets. And he now lives in what we call a supported apartment, which means an apartment that, you know, doesn't have 24-hour care, that people go a few times a week to check on him. So this is a young man in 2 years that has gone from living on the streets to living in his own apartment. He's been able to maintain his health, which is, like I said, he has, you know, what we call brittle diabetes. And he's really, I consider that a success, because we want everyone to have their own home and to be able to pursue it. He's attending a program, and his next goal is for him to get a job.
Penny Lynn Pagliaro, Executive Director of CP Unlimited Hudson Valley. Once again, if you want to find out more information about this great organization, go to cpunlimited.org. It's cpunlimited.org. Penny, thank you so much for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. To our listeners, if you'd like what you heard about any of the guests on the show today and you want to find out more about their organization, visit our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's DCRCOC.org. Or if you want to find out what's happening in and around the Hudson Valley, whether it be a chamber event or just an event to go out and have a great night on the town, visit our website, community and chamber events, DCRCOC.org. hudsonvalleybusinessscene.org. Thanks for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And until next time, take care. Bye-bye.